So last time we entered the question of Tolosan Kiyotze Behem or Lav Kiyotze Behem. We're not going to read the Gemara again, but just to summarize it outside, the Gemara is wondering, we have these four Avos Nezikin, and the question is, if there are Avos, there are probably Toldos, there are probably subcategories, and are the subcategories, are the Toldos similar, Kiyotze Behem, to the Avos or not? And the Gemara, instead of answering that directly, tries to answer it by comparing the two other areas of halacha, namely Shabbos. There's 39 malachos, avos malacha. And what about the toldos? Are the toldos of Shabbos kiyotze behen or not? And the Gemara says they are. Toldos are like the avos, namely, if you do a tolda, it's you get the same punishment as doing an av malacha. And the Gemara also compares nezikin to tuma. There's avos hatuma and there's toldos. Or Vlad HaTuma, and there it says it's different, right? The Vlad HaTuma is different than the Avos HaTuma because the power, the ability to be Metame of the Vlados is weaker than those of the Avos. So which one is Nezikin more like? And the answer is sometimes yes, sometimes no, right? It's Kiyotze Behen most of the time. Well, our Gemara just says at the end, the answer is, Rav Papa says, Yesh Mi'an Kiyotze Behen, Yesh Mi'an Lav Kiyotze Behen. Some of them are similar, some are not. But the truth is, we saw this last time in the Rif, that really, the overwhelming majority of toldos, of nezikin, are just like the avos, the same details, with the one exception of chatzi nezik tsroros, which is a tolda of regel. Usually regel animal tramples something as it's walking in a private domain, you're chayev, full damage. If it kicks a rock that damages something, you're only chayev, chatzi nezik. So that's different. That's where the details are different. But otherwise, every other tolda will be kiyotze behem, will be the same as the avos. The question we looked at last time was a machlokas between Rashi and the Rif as to whether the Gemara, when the Gemara asked, told the same Kiyotze Behem or Lav Kiyotze Behem, what was it asking exactly? Rashi seemed to say it was asking whether you're chayev at all or not for toldos, which raised the interesting question, what does it mean? If you're not chayev for toldos, what does it mean to be a tolda? Maybe it means it's usser without being chayev, but that was Rashi's take, whereas the Rif said the question is not whether you're chayev at all or not, but whether the details are the same or not, whether the scope and the various halachos of the toldos are the same as the avos. And again, as we said, in the final analysis, in the conclusion of our sugya, we say, usually it's the same, except for tsroros. Tsroros, the details are different. You're still chayev, but only chatzi nezek. So that was the main question we looked at last time. One thing the Gemara raised as sort of in passing, it said, well, if by Shabbos, we say toldosei and kiyotze behem, toldos are the same as the avos, you're chayev for both, well then what's the difference between toldos and avos? You're chayev for all of them. So why should you only have 39 avos malacha by Shabbos? You should have 1,000 avos malacha. Every tolda should be the same as an av. What's the difference between them? And the Gemara answers to this. It says, Nafkamina de'ilu avid shte avos behade hadadi. If you do two avos at the same time, meaning you do, I don't know, you do shochet and zorea. You do two avos, the same halam after right forgetting the Shabbos inami, or forgetting each of them inami shtei toldos b'hadi adadi, or you do two different toldos mechayev akol chad b'chad, you're chayev for each one, right? You do two separate avos, you do two separate toldos, you're chayev for each v'ilu avid av v'tolda di day lo mechayev al chada. But if you do an av and its own tolda, then you're only going to be chayev one. That was the Gemara's answer. The question we asked last time is, wait a second, that doesn't explain what the difference is between avos and toldos. All that says is that there are categories. There are 39 separate categories where you sort of max out at one chiyuv per category. But you could say, you could flip it. And we saw, this I put on the sheet again, some of the Rishonim in source number one, quoted by the Shita Mekubetzes, says, let's look at the Gilyon at the bottom of source one. Im ein tsarich lahasros be'av, im kein, eich adavar nikar, eza av eza tolda. Kishenu chayev kim chada. Right, if you do an av and a tolda, you're only chayev one. Well, how do you know which one's the av and which one's the tolda? You could flip it and it would be exactly the same. So that's the question that we had, and the Rishonim have, right? What does it mean to say, well, the difference between an av and a tolda is that you max out at one chiyev per category, per these 39 categories. Okay, now I understand there are 39 categories, but you haven't explained what the difference is between an av and a tolda. And one suggestion we saw, also in source one, the Mahari Katz, who suggests that there must be some idea of griusa de tolda. There must be some way in which a tolda is inferior to an av, and that's why That's what the difference is. And the way Rashi says it, we saw Rashi last time. If you do an av and a tolda, you're chayiv only one. Rashi says, mishum av. You're only chayiv for the av, you're not chayiv for the tolda. So if you just did a tolda, you're chayiv for the tolda. If you do an av and a tolda, we don't care about the tolda, we only care about the av. You're only chayiv for the av. That's the way Rashi says it, and that fits nicely with this idea of the Marikatz, that there's somehow the tolda is inferior to the av. And if you have both, just the tolda pales in comparison. We can just ignore it, and you're chayiv only for the avatumah. What we didn't do last time is explain further what this griusa is. What exactly does it mean that a tolda is inferior to an av? Right? I mean, it's very nice to say griusa, which the Marikatz says. It's less, it's inferior, and therefore you're chayiv for the av and not the tolda. And we mentioned some nafkaminas of that, right? We said, let's say you did the av and the tolda. So according to this, you're only chayiv for the av, not the tolda. Then when you bring your karban, you have in mind only the tolda. Maybe that wouldn't work at all, right? Because you're only chayiv for the av. You're actually not chayiv for the tolda because it pales in comparison to the av. If you only have kavan in your karban for the tolda, that doesn't do anything. That's a chulin bazara. You need to then bring another karban for the av. So there may be some nafkaminas on that front. But again, we still have to explain, what does it mean that the tolda is inferior to the av? And in order to answer this question, we sort of need to ask how avos and toldos work, which I think a couple people were pushing on last time, and you know I think I committed to getting to this in further detail today. I'm not sure they're here, but they're here in spirit. No, in any event, it's very important issue in this sugya. It's really going to define the entire sugya. What does it mean to have avos and toldos? So we discussed this a little bit last time. The two possibilities we said are either avos and toldos means, really it's just a categorization scheme. Right? Avos and toldos just means there's 39 categories for Shabbos, or 4 categories for avos and zikin, and it's just about putting things in different slots. And really, you know, there's no difference. You can invert it and it's all the same, like the Gilyon seemed to say. The alternative was the Marikatz, who says, no, there's some sort of hierarchy here. Avos are better, are stronger than toldos. But again, that means that in some sort of quantitative sense. But what does that actually mean? What quality is there that the av has that the tolda doesn't? So, some have suggested. I think they say this in the name of the Rav. I think it also just it's suggested by the sugya itself. The possibility of maybe toldos. Maybe there's a qualitative difference between toldos and avos. Avos, you're chayev because these are the 39 main things that you're chayiv for on Shabbos. Shabbos has 39 avos malacha. Those are the main things you're chayiv for. What about toldos? Toldos, you're not chayiv inherently. You're chayiv for toldos because of their similarity to the avos. In some, it's not that they're like an expansion of or a subcategory of the avos. It's almost like we have the avos. That's the real iser. And then we can say, okay, things that are close enough to the avos, we'll also say you're chayiv for them. But it's somehow, it's like a secondary outgrowth, you might say, right? It's not like oh, this is basically the same as the av, so we'll call it this category. We'll call it the category of mevashel. Even though you're heating metal, it's not exactly mevashel. Maybe you could say it's a tolda of mevashel. I don't know, but it's close enough. It's basically the same thing. No, not that. But rather the toldos. There's a separate din, a separate pasuk, and we're not going to get into the drushos, whether it's a svara, whether there's a drusha, but there's some sort of drusha or some sort of svara to say things that are close enough to the avos, we'll add them too, but in a different way, sort of at a different level, in a different register. And if you say that, that could explain what the Marikatz is saying, right? It's inferior, meaning not just that it's inferior. The whole reason why a tolda is chayev is because, you know, it's similar to the av, so we'll say, you know what, this av is mechayev. The tolda, it's close enough, we'll be mechayev on this too. If you do both, obviously, you're only going to be chayev for the av, right? The tolda, inherently, is not really a problem. It's only a problem because of the av. So if you did both, certainly we're going to say you're chayev for the av. That's one implication of this idea. And in fact, maybe that's what the whole question in our sugya is. When we ask, toldos sein kiyotze behem, or lav kiyotze behem, are the toldos like the avos? Maybe we're not just asking in terms of like the halachic details and the results, but maybe we're asking conceptually. Are toldos the same as avos, just, you know, slight variation, but it's basically the same as the avos, or are toldos lav kiyotze behem? They're fundamentally, in the very fact that they're usser, it's not the same as an av. It's a second order prohibition. the toldah is only usur mishum the av. The toldah is only usur because the av is prohibited. Then we said, okay, we'll prohibit some other things that are in the vicinity of the av. And once you say that, then the details might also be different, right? The details of the toldos, which are not inherently usur, are sort of only usur agav, as a result of, or secondary to the avos, maybe the halachic details will be different. That was the Gemara's question. That was the Gemara's question about Nezikin, right? Are the toldos of Nezikin fundamentally usur, just like the avos of Nezikin? Or no, they're sort of, like a gzera or an extension or a secondary prohibition to the avos. And then don't be surprised if the halachic details will differ as well. Maybe that's the question of our sugya overall. Now, one thing we also didn't get to last week, but we'll do now, and this will tie into the question we just raised, is what makes something an avara toldah by Shabbos? But question first, Will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
And is it here first? And is that why we're discussing it here?
We're discussing it here because we're learning this daf, and this daf raises the question. If we had more time, we could get into the sugya and Shabbos, and all the same issues come up. But we're going to do a very quick version of this because it comes up here, and it reflects back on how to understand Avos Nezikin as well. A Bernie first, and then, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're doing, it's the same maisa, just with different intention or goal. Here, it's a different maisa. It's a different action entirely. Therefore, it's not the av, it's the toldah or whatnot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But again, Darshay Miskavin, it's the same maisa. You're doing the vashel either way. You're digging a furrow in the ground either way. The question is your intention. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to understand something. As far as the Avos Melachos and Shabbos are concerned, you learn what the Avos Melachos are from the.
We're about to get to that. Yeah.
Whatever was done, whatever melachos were done, those are the avos. Mm-hmm. Those that are similar but weren't actually done, those are the.
That's one way of saying it. But let's get to the very next thing, and we'll see. There's three different ways of understanding what counts as the 39 avos melachos of Shabbos, and each one of those will be a different variation on saying it. But that's one of the variations. But in order to do that. Right, we're now looking at the question. We'll start with the Gemara, which again we saw last time, but we'll reread the relevant line. We asked in the Gemara, according to Rabbi Eliezer, de mechayiv atolda v'makom av. We're in the second wide line in the Gemara, towards the bottom of the page of Beis of Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you do an av and a tolda, you're actually chayiv too. He argues on the Chachamim, who we've been talking to about until now. He says you're chayiv for both the av and the tolda if you do both. So. If you say like that, aren't there 1,000 avos? What does it mean to be an av? What does it mean to be a tolda? If you're chayav for both, that's the Gemara's question. Amai kari le av, v'amai kari la tolda. Why is it called an av and a tolda if you're chayav for both? They should all be equal. They should all be avos or something. So the Gemara answers, according to our girsa, hach tahava b'mishkan chashiva, kari le av, hach tahavi delo havi b'mishkan chashiva, kari la tolda. That which was significant in the Mishkan, we'll translate it that way for now, is called... And of that which was not significant in the Mishkan is called, we call a tolda. So what does that mean? So at first glance, you could say this is just terminology. According to Lazar, there's no difference whatsoever between an of and a tolda. It's just, what do you call it? You know, it's like, it's convenient to have a list of 39 things. There's other things too. They're all equally usser. But, you know, it's like a naming game. And the things that are in the Mishkan, we'll put those on the list. Because why not? But there's no fundamental difference. That's one way of understanding Rabbi Lazar. However, there are other ways of understanding Rabbi Lazar as well, so stay tuned for that. But first, how do we understand this very standard of Hach Tahava Mishkan Chashiva? So Tosfos gets on that very issue. The last Tosfos on the page, Hachi Garsinan, right, this is our text, Hach Tahava Mishkan Chashiva, that which is significant in the Mishkan, Kari Le'av, It's called an av haftalov mishkan chashiva kari le toldav. It's not significant in the mishkan. It's called a toldav. So Tosva says lufihach girsa. According to this girsa, balav huke kama malachos shelo hayu chashuvin v'hayu b'mishkan. There are some malachos that did take place in the mishkan, but not in a significant way. They happen in the mishkan, sort of as a not a big deal. Toldos ninhu, those are toldos, not avos, right? Because it needs to be b'mishkan chashiva. It needs to be significant in the mishkan, as opposed to these things that were in the mishkan but insignificant. V'lo avos malachos, right? These are toldos rather than avos. Can I read a perak b'metom? Let me say in the Gemara on Shabbos. Heim he'elu hakrashim mikarka la'agala. Dahainu hachnasa. One of the things they did in the base of mikdash, they took the beams and they took them from the ground into the wagon. That's hachnasa. They take it from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Is hachnasa one of the avos malacha? No, it's a tolda. Why? All right, Moshe bidiuta achas. You pull on the plank, but that's a tolda, not an av, because it's not significant. They did it in the Mishkan. It's just not a big deal. Taking out is the bigger deal. Without going into the exact reasons why, the point is the way Tosfos understands our Gemara in light of that Gemara is that which happened in a significant way in the Mishkan is an av. That which happened, even if it happened in the Mishkan, but it was insignificant, that's a tolda. That's one understanding. That's one girsa. The istigarsi, hachtavi b'mishkan v'chashiva. Extra vav in there, right? That which was in the Mishkan, number one. And number two, separately, is significant. Kari le'av, hachtalohavi b'mishkan, that which did not take place in the Mishkan. V'lo chashiva, or is not important, kari la'tolda. Counts as a tolda. Figures as though, just a second, tzarech lomar, debay tarti. We need two different factors. Number one, being in the Mishkan, in general, right? Just being in the Mishkan. Number two, being chashuv, overall. Right? Not necessarily chashuv in the Mishkan, just chashuv, period. Aval chashiva, v'lo havi b'mishkan, if it's significant, but never took place in the Mishkan, o ifcha, or if it's in the Mishkan, but not significant, havi tolda. That's a tolda. Those are the two approaches Tosfos raises. Yeah, Rami? That's the Gemara in Shabbos there. I mean, it's not worth getting into, but you know, if you want, look up Mem Tesem Beis. But yeah, I mean, in any event, you have to understand like what does it mean to be take place in the Mishkan but not be important. I think maybe it's like putting stuff away as opposed to maybe putting it away is not as important as taking it out. I don't know. You know, for Gabayim, you know, taking out the Torah, you have to put it back too, right? You don't want to leave it out
because it's a Tolda.
No, I think they're saying because of what happened in the Mishkan, that's what makes it only a tolda. I mean, that's clearly the standard that our Gemara is saying, right? Our Gemara is saying we're working forwards. For whatever happened in the Mishkan and or chashivas in general, that qualifies it as an av. If not, then it's a tolda. There's a third approach, which appears in Rabbeinu Chananel, which is both on the page and on the handout, because it's hard to track down the page. But source number four on the page, he says, Uparkinan, Hafta avay b'mishkan, kari le av malacha, dilo avay b'mishkan, kari le tolda. What's his factor? Just being in the Mishkan. Nothing about chashivas. Just erase his chashivas. Or maybe he didn't have that girsa at all. Again, it is possible that he had the word chashiva and understands it to mean that which was in the Mishkan is automatically considered chashuv. And therefore, is a malacha. But that comes out the same. So just to reiterate, we have three different approaches. Number one, it needs to have happened in the Mishkan in a significant way. Hafta vaybe Mishkan chashiva. Number two, it has to happen in the Mishkan and separately be considered important. Hafta vaybe Mishkan v'chashiva. And then a third approach in Rabbeinu Chananel, hafta vaybe Mishkan, period. If it was in the Mishkan, then it's an av. If it's not in the Mishkan, then it's a tolda. How he deals with the case in the Tosfos, I don't know, but you know that we can allow people to sort out another time. Yeah.
What does chashiva mean?
What does it mean to be chashiva, to be significant?
In Tosfos said in the right... Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Right. Something that's considered a significant act of creative labor. What exactly is the standard for that? I don't know. I mean, if you want to know the answer, look at the third angle of and figure it out. But that's Tosfos' standard. Something that's creative, that's a significant act of creative labor.
And toldos are not viewed as...
Toldos are either not significant acts or not in the Mishkan.
No, but Lemaisa, what makes something chashuv as opposed to not chashuv? It's easy to say if it was in the Mishkan,
right,
it was chashuv.
Right.
To say it was chashuv and was not in the Mishkan, and therefore it's a toldah,
What does that mean?
Well, it's because it wasn't. Meaning, I think he's saying you need two separate qualifications, right? Now, chashivas, I agree. Anytime
that's not an objective.
I agree. When I was in yeshiva, my least favorite svara was saying it's a din in chashivas, because chashivas could be literally anything, right? It's tam vareach in lehitfakeach and chashivut, right? I agree. It's a subjective factor. That's what Toso says, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And that's the only reason we're mentioning.
That's at least one way of understanding Rabbi Elazar, right? Rabbi Elazar, it's all about my dehava hava. It's all about history. It's all about, just what gets on the list and what's not on the list with no nafkamina. That's one way of understanding Rabbi Elazar. But there's also another way of understanding Rabbi Elazar. And now we get back to this question. If you say the lumdus, we've been saying until now, for the chachamim, that the difference between av and a tolda, it's not just the question of, it's not like the Av is more, it's not just that the Av is like at the top, is the name of the category, but they're all in the category together, but that there's some qualitative difference between the Av and the Tolda. It's possible to make that argument even within Rabbi Elazar. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar might say, you know what, you're chayev for the Av and the Tolda. And still, there's a qualitative difference between Av and Tolda, based on what we just said. This Tosfos, we can extend the idea in this Tosfos, both for Rabbi Elazar, and we could also do it for the Chachamim, and use some version of the Svara we just said. In the following sense, and there's three different ways of saying this. This is what I was getting at before. There's three ways of saying it. If you say the standard, let's say Rabbeinu Chananel, Hachta Havich B'Mishkan, period. If it's in the Mishkan, it's an Av. If it's not in the Mishkan, it's a Tolda. So you might say, qualitatively, anything that was in the Mishkan, that counts. That's on the list. Anything that's not in the Mishkan, why do we have toldos? Because it's similar enough that we say, you know what, we'll asur this too. Why? Because we asur the avos. This is like a new category. It's not the same thing. It's qualitatively different, but we'll throw this in too. And according to Rabbi Elazar, even we'll be mechayiv atolda b'makom av. We'll say you're chayiv on both if you do both. But there's still a qualitative difference. We'll talk in a minute about what that nafkmina could be. According to the approach of Tosfos, saying it's in the Mishkan, in the Mishkan and Chashuv in the Mishkan. Again, same point. These 39 things are on the list. Other things are not. And even for the other Svara, the other Svara in Tosa, that it needs to be in the Mishkan and separately be Chashuv. Again, these are the 39 things. There are some things that either weren't in the Mishkan but are still Chashuv, or are Chashuv but weren't in the Mishkan, and those are Toldos. Right? But however you slice it, whatever your standard is for saying something qualifies as an Av, you can say that the Toldos, you could say it's just a technical difference, avos and toldos, but you could also make the argument that toldos are somehow on a different level. Or as the Mari Kad said, it's a griusa, right? Another way of saying griusa is lo chashiva. You might even equate the two, saying it's less significant or not significant. It's griusa, it's less. And therefore, there's some sort of qualitative difference for a tolda. The Rav suggested very interestingly, and it's in the middle of source 2, but he also gets into other things. So I think it's probably easier to say it outside. And I originally saw it, someone else quoting it too. So it's definitely something he said. He said, is there a difference between the following two scenarios? Number one, you do the same of melacha twice. You do, kotzer and then kotzer. Right? You cut... Or you pick an apple, and then you pick another apple. How many karbanos do you bring for that if you do it b'shogeg? One, right? Because you did the same thing twice. And what if you do an av and a tolda? Right? You do an av and then a tolda. What do we say according to the chachamim? You only chayiv one. Is there a difference between those two cases? The result is obviously the same. You're only chayiv one according to the chachamim. Right, according to Rav Elazar, you're chayiv two for the Avin Tolda. But according to the Chachamim, you're only chayiv one. Is there a difference? The Rav suggests there's a huge difference. If you do the same Av twice, why are you only chayiv one? Because it's the same as any other, it's like a din in general, in terms of Chatas. If you do the same Avera multiple times, in the same Halama, you forget that it's Usher to do X, and then you do X multiple times, you only bring one carbon. That's the basic rules. It's the same thing over and over again. There's no new Chalos. There's no new obligation to bring a karban. Whereas, if you do the Av and the Tolda, what does the Rav say? He says, really, you should bring two karbanos. Really, Rabbi Elazar should be right. You should bring two karbanos. Why? Because they're two separate things. There's the Av and the Tolda. The Tolda is a totally different world than the Av, right? it's qualitatively different than the av. Really, you should bring two, but, and I'll read the relevant few words here. Hine av v'tolda mechayvim rak chatas achas al pi gzeres hakasuv hakovaas she'av poter es atolda. There's a special gzeres hakasuv, a special drusha, and again, we can do this again in Shabbos and track down that drusha, but it's a special drusha that says that you're putter for the tolda b'makom av, not because you're doing the same thing twice. You're not doing the same thing twice. It's the av and then the tolda. They're totally different things. Really, you should be chayiv twice. But there's a gzeres hakasuv, so you're only chayiv once. Right? Which is, you might say, is the same as Rashi, but I think it's different than Rashi. Right? Rashi said, if you do the av and the tolda, you're only chayiv for the av and not the tolda. This, I think, is slightly different. It's saying, really, you should be chayiv for both the av and the tolda, and then you're only chayiv one for both. Somehow they collapse into each other because of this gzeres hakasuv, but it's not that you did the same thing twice. You did two separate things, and then there's a gzeres hakasuv to collapse them into one another. So that's, okay, that's like a huge sugya in Krisus and in our sugya and Shabbos and the parallels. But a huge question. When you bring a carbon chatas, is it as a function of, as you said, the halama, the nelam mimenu, and that's the mechayev? If you forget that it's usher to do something, you're chayev, as long as you actually do something wrong. Or is the mechayev for the carbon the avera? If you do a certain avera, you have to bring a carbon chatas, assuming that you forgot it ahead of time. All sorts of nafkaminas on that question. We're not going to solve that right now. But in any event, I think you would, the same way you would say that if you did two different malachos, you forget it's, you know, you, right, you'd be chayev two. In some cases, at least, it's a little more complicated than that. We'll see that in the Rambam in a few minutes. But at least sometimes you're chayev two, it would be the same here. You should be chayev two, except for the gzeres hakasuv, the avin told you're only chayev one. That's the Rav's argument. Yeah, Bernie. Yeah. So there is a view that it's lulav yatzas. People say that about tzal lulav yatzas. If I'm remembering correctly, then possibly yes. No, it's havar lulav yatzas. No, what there are some kulas for hotzah though. I'm not remembering the specifics now. It is, as you said, it's malacha grua. Right. You're saying if hotzah is a malacha grua, why not call it a tolda? That's what you're saying essentially.
I don't know if that's what I'm saying. I think there may be different types of gruas.
Right. I think that would be the answer. Yeah.
Okay. So in other words, you can have something that's grua, but it's the same as everything else.
In certain ways, yeah. That's very possible, right? According to Rabbi Lazar, it could very well be that tolos are exactly the same as avos, even though in theory, qualitatively, they're inferior. They're not chashiva, right? 100%, that could be, and that could very well be what Tosos is saying. What the Rav is suggesting is that that's not true, that it's not just that there's some theoretical qualitative difference that has no impact lahalacha. The Rav thinks there is a real difference lahalacha. That, and we'll see some of the nafkaminas of that. Already one of them, this is a theoretical nafkamina, but the Rav's suggestion that the reason why a tolda b'makom av, even for the chachamim, is pater, is you know, even it's really should be chayev, but we treat it as if it's pater, as opposed to two avos. That's even for the chachamim. In Rabbi Lazar, we'll talk about that more in a couple of minutes. We'll see the Tosfos on Hasra in a couple of minutes. Was there? Yeah. Yeah, there are, but none are coming to mind right now. Okay. But yeah.
But like if you picked an apple and then squeezed it,
if it's a different malacha, then you're definitely chayiv too. Okay. Yeah, because it wouldn't be overshadowed by the. Okay. So let's now examine Rav Elazar's view in further detail. Again, as Bernie suggested, and a couple other people suggested, maybe for Rav Elazar, avos and toldos are all the same in practice. It's just the naming convention that's different. It's just we call these avos, we call these toldos, but in principle, they're all the same. So Tosfos, challenges this approach, at least indirectly. So let's look at Tosfos. Ula Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, Amai Kari Le'av. This is where the Gemara asks. According to Eliezer, that you're chayev on the toldah, but makom av, what's the difference between toldos and avos? Why are these called avos and these called toldos? What's the difference? So Tosfos, and then the answer we gave was hachtabi mishkan chashiva, right? If it was in the Mishkan, it was important, both some combination. That's what we said. Tosfos says, well, wait a second. V'im tomar, v'neima, v'nafgamina, v'in hasra. Shetzarich lehasros atolda mishum avdi day kidam rina beperek chulin. Sorry, beperek tolin rather. Tosfos says, wait a second. Why don't we say that the difference between avos and toldos is you always need to be masre when you warn someone, don't do this malacha on Shabbos, or you could get the death penalty, which is a requirement in order for a person to actually get the death penalty. That hasra, you have to spell out which of the avos they're violating. So obviously, that's a nafkamina. You need to say the avos, you say the toldos, that wouldn't work. It needs to be the av, not the tolda. So that should be the nafkamina, that you need to be masre. If someone's doing a tolda, you need to tell them, don't do this thing you're doing, which is under the av of whatever, of bona. If you don't know what's an av, what's a tolda, then it wouldn't work. And his proof, kedemrin reperek tolin, mishamer mishum mai masrin be. The Gemara asks, mishamer, which means sifting out the shmarim, the peel or the grapes, the pulp, right? The pulp of the grapes and the wine. You're sort of sifting that out. Mishum mai masrin be. What's the hasra? What hasra do you give him? From what? Rabba amar mishum borer. You say this is borer. This is right because you're sifting out the pulp. That's like borer. That's like picking out the bad from the good. Or you don't want pulp in your wine. Rabbi Zera amar mishum merakid. It's like sifting, right? Just like you sift flour, the small pieces come through, the large pieces stay on top. Here you're sifting out wine. The liquid goes through and the pulp stays on. Okay, they have machlokas. Which one? Who cares? Who cares if it's merakid or it's borer? What difference does it make? Tosfos says the difference is if you say the wrong thing, that doesn't count. That's not a hasra, and they won't be liable for the chi of misa. So that would be a better answer than what we said. We said, oh, it's in the Mishkan, it's chashu, whatever. Why not say you need to know what's an av and what's a tolda? Because hasra, you need to say what the av is, according to Tosfos. We'll talk more about that in a minute. V'yesh lomar dehachi parach. Now this is what we're asking in that Gemara in Perek Tolan of Shabbos. Mishum mai masrinan be shehu chayev. How do we warn him in order for him to be chayev? So far, same as what we said. Rabba mishum borer. Rabba says you need to say borer. Aval hisro mishum merakid pater. But if you warn him for merakid, that won't work. He'll be pater. Why? This is crucial. Dekevan shehu maser bedavar she'ein dome. You're telling me that I'm doing borer. I'm picking out that. You're telling me I'm doing merakid. I'm sifting. But really, this is not like merakid. This is actually much more like borer. Since you're saying that he's doing something that's not actually similar to what he's doing. Savar shemalibo. This guy will think you're making fun of him, right? You know, it's like if someone's lighting a fire and you say, hey, you're not allowed to pick apples on Shabbos. That's a joke. That's ridiculous, right? Same thing. If you say borer instead of merakid or merakid instead of borer, this person will think you're joking. Upater. He won't take the hasra seriously. It's not a good hasra. Avalim hisrubo v'amar al tishamer chayv. But if you said, don't talk about avos at all. Tell him you're being mishamer. You're removing the pulp. You're sifting out the pulp. It's also to sift pulp on Shabbos. Just be masra the tolda. Then chayev. Then you'd be chayev for that. In which case, if this is true, then you don't need to know what's an av and what's a tolda. Always just be masra for whatever he's doing. If he's sifting, they sifting. If he's taking out pulp, say taking out pulp. You don't need to know what's an av and what's a tolda. It doesn't matter. In any event, you give hasra based on whatever they're doing. If it's a tolda, it's a tolda. So that wouldn't be a good answer for Rebbe Lazar because avos and toldas are all the same. Right, you can be masre for whatever they're doing. That's not an answer. That's why the Gemara needs to say the difference is hachtav mishan chashiva. That's answer number one. According to this answer, you don't really need to be masre based on the av. Right? We thought you did, but in the conclusion, you can be masre based on the tolda. You can say al tishamer, don't take out the pulp, and that works. That's answer number one. Answer number two: the odye shlomar dizehu shemitaretz. That's our answer in our Gemara. That is what we're saying. Right? We asked, why are we not talking about Hasra? Our Gemara talks about what's in the Mishkan, what's important. Why don't we talk about Hasra in our Gemara? Tosfos answered, that is what we're talking about in our Gemara. Just you have to read it the right way. That which was in the Mishkan, kari le'av. What does it mean that which is in the Mishkan counts as an av? It means, therefore, you need to give hasara based on that av. That's what it means. So that's a totally different conclusion, right? According to this conclusion, our Gemara, when the Gemara says for Rabbi Elazar, what's in the Mishkan is an av, and what's not in the Mishkan is a tolda, or whatever variation of that, that's not a technical point about just like, you know, what goes on the list and what doesn't, and you know, how to count. That actually is telling us a big nafkamina. There's a big nafkamina here that if it was chashuv and in the Mishkan, if it's on the list of the 39 avos, then you can be masra for that. And if not, you can't be. So according to this, even for Rabbi Elazar, there's a qualitative difference between avos and toldos, right? It's not just about what's on the list and not. It's about what counts as the av for hasra. Let's just finish the Tosfos, and then we'll talk about the broader question. V'od, denotea mevashel, ein tzarach le'asroso mishum av. We know from Shabbos, two things that are not on the list. On the list of avos are notea and mevashel, even though they're both asr on Shabbos, they're not on the list of 39. And those you don't need to warn because of the av. V'im hisra mishumat tol dechayav, your chayav, even if you warn the person, don't do this, this is notea. Don't do this, this is mevashel. V'afilu hachi lo chashel v'perakal gadol. So you can be master for these things, but they're not on the list of avos. So this seems like we're going back to the first answer, that you don't need to be master at, or at least in these cases, maybe that's sort of a middle answer, a middle point, but you don't need to always be master at on the avos. But let's take a step back from this, right? There seems to be, within our Tosfos, a machlokes, right, between the two answers in our Tosfos, as to whether you need to be master at for the av, or you can also be master at for the tolda. And there's two, right, and actually we're not going to read this inside, but in source number 6, the Minchas Chinuch sets this up as a machlokes between Tosfos on the one hand, presumably, which is one of our answers in Tosfos, which is also a Tosfos in Shabbos, and Rashi and Rambam on the other hand. Again, feel free to look it up on your own time. This is only a snippet. There's a larger piece there. But there's a machlokes Rishonim. Both, I mean, it's even in our Tosfos. Within our Tosfos, there's a machlokes, and maybe other Rishonim get in on it too, as to whether you need to be Masre on the Av for the Av, on the Tolda for the Av, or you can be master on the tolda with the tolda. Right, that seems to be a machlokes. Now the question is, what's this machlokes about? Right? Why? What's the debate about? Why should some Rishonim say that if you're doing a tolda, just say, don't do this tolda? And some say, you're not. You're doing this tolda, you need to tell them, don't do the av. So one possibility is this is a machlokes in Hasra'a, right? In details of how Hasra'a works. How specific do you need to be in Hasra? How much do you need to get the exact name of the category? As opposed to something that's in the ballpark, how much are we worried about people getting confused? And that sort of thing. It could be that that's the question here. Alternatively, maybe this is a question in how to understand avos and toldos, right? In the following way. You might say that toldos on their own are nothing, right? They're totally dependent. They're second order isurim that are based on the av. If there's no av, the tolda doesn't mean anything. So why is it usur to milk a cow? This is our example last week. Why is it usur to milk a cow? Because it's a tolda of dash. If there were no such thing as dash, it wouldn't be usur to milk a cow. Right? The whole isur of the tolda is dependent on the av, on its av. And that's why, arguably, and again, we saw this machokas and tosos, that's why you might say you need to be masra with the av, because if you're masra with the tolda itself is insignificant. The tolda is only usur because it's domet, or it's an extension of the av. Right? In itself, the tolda is not usur. It's only usur because of the av. And that's why hasra, you might say, don't tell me the derivative. Tell me the real thing. Tell me the actual basis of the isur. And that's why it might be required to be masre based on the av. In this Tosfos, and again, the whole machlokes, maybe with between Tosfos and the Rambam, etc., as suggested by the Minchas Chinuch. So that's another area where the secondary status of tolda might be a nafkamina, even according to Rabbi Elazar, right? This is Rabbi Elazar speaking. Tosfos is saying this within Rabbi Elazar's shita. Even for Rabbi Elazar, you need to be masre on the av when someone's violating the tolda, because even for Rabbi Elazar, he acknowledges that the toldos are inferior to the avos. Certainly, you can make this argument for the chachamim, who say that if you do an av and a tolda, you're only chayav for the av. Definitely, according to them, you can make a similar argument. Yes, Bernie. That's what it seems like. Yeah, that's what it seems like Tosfos is saying at the end. Noteam nevashel, somewhere in between. They're not on the list of 39, but you can be be master with them, and that works. So assuming he's continuing within the second answer, he's sort of modifying it. He's saying, or maybe it's going back to the first answer, he's saying, you can, at least for these, you can be master with these toldos, because these are good enough. And it's interesting, why are they different? Maybe they're, you know, they're almost like an av, they're not only usher in a derivative way, maybe they're almost parallel to the av, but they don't make it onto the list because they're redundant. Yeah, there's what to analyze there, 100%. I don't know if you have a further suggestion. Yeah, at that last line, it sounds like they're their own middle category that somehow have more chashivas, but for whatever reason are not on the list.
But told is somewhere between these are what? I guess between
it would seem so, right? Think about, Mivashel and Notea are very similar to, Notea is very similar to Zorea, right? Let's say. Extremely similar, right? Maybe even so similar that it's not like it's derivative, it's like it's almost the same thing in a different area, and we'll call it, you know, we'll say it's also usher. It's not on the list of avos, it's not exactly the same, but it also doesn't get its own category. You'd have to add to this list, and again, we're not doing Hilchos Shabbos, we're not doing, you know, otherwise we could get caught up in all these things, but what we saw last time, I think it was last time, of Zoreh, Borer, and Merakade. All three of those are avos, even though they're all basically the same. So that's like the flip side, right? Those three we put all on the list, even though they're basically the same thing. Here are two things that don't go on the list, even though they're on the same level as avos. So there's a lot to work out with these exceptional cases. Luckily or unluckily, right now we're doing big picture rather than getting to every one of the avos and toldos. And big picture, you're absolutely right. These seem to be middle categories. Believe so. Yeah. Believe so. Okay. Other, yeah.
Tosfos says, Tosfos brings down that it's a machlokas, what the av is, machlokas with the Rabbi Rosei. But we're saying that if you say the wrong av, the person who is the perpetrator is gonna think you're joking.
You see,
they were Tavit Chacham and Rabbi Rosei.
Yeah,
it's a
great question, right? If it's not even clear to these Amoraim which one it is, how could it be so outlandish to the person? It's a good question. I don't know. It could be the Rabbah and Rav Zera have just very different, perspectives on.
So you have to be a big Talmud Chacham in order to give Hasra for someone.
Apparently, I mean, you know, in the time of Rabbah and Rav Zera, this was a theoretical point, right? There was no Mises Bezdin. When it comes up, we'll figure out how to give Hasra properly. Okay, so let's now turn to, we'll start off something that seems like it's not relevant, but actually we'll come right back to our sugya, and this is, well actually we'll start off semi-relevant, but it seems a bit afield. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, Perek Zayin, source number 7 on our source sheet, and just, you know, a plug for the number 7, not just 7 on the source sheet, which is an accident, but the Rambam Shkagos Perek Zayin, which is channeling Maseches Shabbos Perek Zayin on this point, about all of the Malachos of Shabbos in Perek Zayin, which is, you know, seven days of the week. Maybe it's more than a coincidence. I think also Shvi'is Perek Zayin has the Malachos. Anyway, that's for another time, but I figured worth mentioning. So this is I didn't bring in the Sugya and Shabbos because we don't have time to get into it, but the Rambam summarizes the Sugya and Shabbos. So we'll look at it quickly just to have a sense of it, and then we'll focus on Halacha Vav, that raises an important question that our alumnus may be able to resolve here in one way or another. So the Rambam says, Klal gadol omer b'Shabbos. This is based on the Mishnah. There's a big rule about Shabbos. Kol ha-shokheach ikar Shabbos. If you forget the very basic concept of what Shabbos is, b'shachar shen istav Yisrael ha-Shabbos. You forget the Jews were commanded to keep the Sabbath. Oshen nishba v'ukatam. When you're a kid, you're kidnapped v'beina akum. Onis gayar kadim v'beina akum. Or as a child, you somehow are converted, and you're among Gentiles, you just never learn what Shabbos is. And every Shabbos, therefore, you do all sorts of malacha, like any person would do. Although you did many malachos on many Shabbosos, right, this gets back to the point we discussed before. It's all one big shkar. You forgot once what is Shabbos. Every malacha you do on every subsequent Shabbos is all one shkaga, so you only chayav one. V'chein chayav chatas achas, I'll call chelev sha'achal, Right? If you forget that it's prohibited for Jews to eat chalav, then you eat a lot of chalav over the years. We bring one chatas, v'chatas achas al dam sha'achal, v'chein kol kiyotzi b'zeh b'avodos elu. Every avera, same idea. Okay, that's category one. Category two, v'chol yodea ikr Shabbos, if you know the basic concept of Shabbos, aval shachach, shehayom Shabbos, you forgot today was Shabbos, you thought it was Sunday, v'dima shuchol, afal bisha asabo melachos harbi, chayim chatas achas al hayom kulo, you did a lot of melachos today, this Shabbos that you thought was a Sunday. You're only chayiv one because you only made one mistake. You thought it was Sunday. It really was Shabbos. V'chein chatas al kol Shabbos, Shabbos shishago. And if you do the same next week, you have another chatas for the next week. V'chol yodea shahayom Shabbos. If you know today's Shabbos, v'shagag v'melachos. You just forgot about melachos. V'lo yada shemelachos elo asuros. You didn't know that various melachos are asur, kotzer, zoreh, oshi yada shein asuros, v'lo yada shachayim elayim karis. Or you know they're prohibited, but you don't know the degree to which they're prohibited. You don't know that they're achiv karis. The asa melachos harbe. You do a lot of melachos. You do 10 different melachos. You forgot about them and you did them. Chayav chadas al kol av melachom melacha. You bring 10 chataos. Afilu asa harbaim chaser e'achas behalim e'achas. Maybe shloshim v'teisha chataos. Even if you do all 39 melachos, you forget each one independently. You know it's Shabbos. You just forgot each one of the melachos. You thought the only, like my kids do, you thought the only thing asur on Shabbos is electricity. And you forgot about all 39 melachos. Meanwhile, you're oseh shnei batei nirin and you're ofen mevashel. Without electricity, you think it's fine. You do that, you have to bring 39 karbanos, 39 chataos on Shabbos because you made 39 mistakes. You forgot these 39 categories. Shachach shehayom Shabbos. You forgot today was Shabbos. Shachach af b'melachos. You also forgot about these melachos. You made two different mistakes. You don't know it's Shabbos today and you don't know that any of the 39 melachos are asur. You thought, again, just one, you know, electricity. Right, so if your mistake is overdetermined, you both forget it's Shabbos and you forget the melachos, you still only bring one chatas. Okay. Now, we get to the lines, halachos hay and vav are in our Gemara. Ha'ose av, vitol dosa, v'helem achas. You do an av and it's toldos. In one helem, you forget once about everything involving dash, and you then both do dash and you milk a cow. Einu chayev, ela chatas achas. You're only chayev one for the av and the tolda. Ve'ein tzorech lomar oseh toldos harbe shel av echad. Obviously, if all you do is multiple toldos of dash, you're only chayev one. She'einu chayev ela chatas achas. Why? Because there's an implication here. Toldos are less than avos, right? If you do an av and it's tolda, you're chayev only one. Definitely, if you only do two toldos, that's even less. So you're also only chayev one. That's from our gemara, right? That's the chachamim. He holds the chachamim against Rabbi Eliezer in our gemara. Good. But now, this is a new point. Asa tolda shel av zeh. Right? You have 39 avos. You did a tolda of this av. V'tolda shel av zeh. Behelem achas. Right? You forget. You forget things and you do these two separate toldos of two separate avos. Yerayeli shu chayiv shtei chatos. It appears to me, says the Rambam, you're chayiv two chatos. You have to bring two karban chatos. Right? Definitely if you did two avos, you bring two karban chatos. If you do an av and it's tolda, you bring one. If you bring two toldos, if you do two toldos, it appears to me, says the Rambam, you bring two chatos. What do you mean it appears to me? The Gemara says that. What are you talking about? The Gemara explicitly says, inami shtei toldos b'hadi adad. If you do two toldos, presumably of different avos, at the same time, on the same Shabbos, mechayiv, you're chayiv both. Mechayiv kol chad v'chada. We explicitly said that in our Gemara. What are you talking about, Rambam? So, I mean, the Rambam's not arguing. He agrees. But he's saying, yeirai li, as if he came up with this chiddush, right? The Rambam consistently, when he says yeirai li, it means, this is not in the Gemara, I thought about it and I came up with a chiddush. It appears to me this is true. What do you mean, yeirai li? It's beferish in the Gemara. What are you talking about? So this question was raised by all of the commentators on the Rambam. They say, what about our Gemara? Right? It's not in Shabbos, which is interesting. In the Sugya in Shabbos, it doesn't say this explicitly, but it does say it here. And the Kesef Mishnah raises this question in source number 8. Umasha kasav, asa tolda shel av zeh, and tolda shel av zeh, right? Two different toldos of different avos. Yeirai li shu chayiv shtei chatos. Matzasi kasav, shenishal, they already asked this question. Nishal harav Avram ben Oshel Rabbeinu. Rav Ram ben Arama was already asked this question, right? A few years after the Mishnah Torah came out, everyone was knocking on the Maimon family's door with this question. What's going on here? Lama amar yeirai li, v'alo gmar arucha v'reish baba kama. What are you talking about? Here's the answer. It doesn't say explicitly, at least in their Gemara, two toldos of two separate avos. It says, it's not obvious from the Gemara. It says two toldos. Two toldos of what? I don't know. So it appears to me that what the Gemara means is two toldos of different avos. Maybe the Gemara meant two toldos of the same av, Yerchayev two, which is actually false. But maybe the Gemara meant that possibly. So I think the Gemara doesn't mean that. I think the Gemara means two toldos of two separate avos. So that's one possible answer. Or maybe he forgot about the Gemara Baba Kama because he was working with the Gemara in Shabbos. Zelashono be'ez. Sorry, Makom Amenu Zal be'ez Shekasav Yerayli. He said Yerayli. He didn't get anything wrong. He just forgot that the Gemara mentioned this in passing above a comma. Okay. Umikom Makom Adinemis. It's still right. Just he said Yerayli. Veli b'dehil chasa ad kamashon. So that's the answer that people say in the name of Ram bin Aramba. And now the Kesef Mishnah says Vanisha Mati Lo Avin Mashakasav. I heard this and I understand what he's talking about. She'efshir Lomar Dehad Amrin Bigmar Shtei Tolos Shal Av Echad. Shall Av Echad? You think the two tolos here are of the same Av? Sharei Mikal V'Chomer Yesh L'Chayev Al Shtei Tolos Mishnei Avos. If your Chayev, right, it might have been the case that two tolos from the same Av, your Chayev two. Obviously then, you're also Chayev in two tolos of two separate Avos. So it's a Kal V'Chomer. Don't say, right, the Rambam is saying, well, maybe when it says two tolos, it means two tolos of the same av. But two tolos of different avos, maybe you won't be chayav to. No, you definitely should be chayav to. It's a kal v'chomer. What are you talking about? So the Kesef Mishnah doesn't like that answer. Instead, he quotes now a different answer, the Ma'ari Kurkis. Very Kurkis zal kasav. Yesh lidchok, we can force this answer, shekasav kein rabbeinu, v'pnei sheyesh tolda, t'sheich l'shnei avos. Consider the following scenario. There's some toldos that belong legitimately to two different avos. V'im hisru bo mishum zeh, o mishum zeh chayav. If you're maser for either one, you're chayav. Kigon mishamer. Here we go. This is back to Phil's question. Back to what Tosa said. Mishamer, right? The sifting out the dregs, the pulp. Mishamer, the asri mishum bo chayav, o mishum rakin chayav. You know what? You do either one, you're chayav. I guess that's the maskan of the Gemara there. We're machmir, I guess, or mako, depending how you look at it. If you're maser for either one that works, it's legitimately a tolda of two different avos. Okay. So v'hashta im asa tolda me achas me elu hashnei avos. Let's say first he does something that's clearly a tolda of merakid, and then v'asagam tolda zu, and then he does mishamer, which is both a tolda of merakid and a tolda of bor. The sheikh la'av shel hatolda acheres ulav acher gam kein. Then what's the din? Right, you did a tolda of merakid, and then you do something that's a tolda of both merakid and borer. What's the din? Salkadai the chamina. I might have thought shelo yischayev al achas. You should only be chayev one. Kevin sheshtei atoldos me avechad. This the second thing you did is a tolda of the same av you already did, but it's also a tolda of something else. So I might have thought, okay, it's a tolda of the av you already did. You're only chayev one. Kevin sheshtei atoldos me avechad heim kamash malan. The Rambam comes to teach us kevin sheachas me an shayev hagam la av acher. Since the second one you did is also shayev to a different av. That's what the Rambam means, suggests the Ma'ari Kurkis. The only problem with this is the Rambam never said anything of this, right? The Rambam never said this is the first tolda is a normal tolda. The second tolda is a tolda of both this av and a different. The Rambam never said that. What are you talking about, right? It's just out of left field. So that's probably not what the Rambam means. Maybe the Gemara never had that gersa. Inami shtei toldos b'hadei adadi. He never had those words. That's the best answer the Kesef Mishnah can say. Maybe he just didn't have our line in the Gemara. That's obviously not a great answer. But there are two achronim suggest answers that I think could be very interesting in our understanding of the sugya. Number one, this is from Shiri Rishmuel Rozovsky, one of the great late achronim, Rashi Yeshivos. And he suggests as follows. The question on the Rambam was, doesn't our Gemara beferish say, if you do two toldos of two different avos, you're chayav for both? The answer is, yes, the Gemara does say that. But what does the next line in the Gemara say? The next line in the Gemara says, hachta havi b'mishkan chashiva karile av, hachta lo havi b'mishkan chashiva tarila tolda. It talks about the difference between av and tolda within Rabbi Lazar, but as we said, that might still apply within the Chachamim as well. If you look on source 10, Talmud Rabbeinu Tam says, when we say that line about being in the Mishkan and Chashuv, that works for the Rabbanan as well. That's also true for the Rabbanan. They also accept this idea that which is in the Mishkan is Chashuv, and that's why it counts, and that which is not in the Mishkan is not Chashuv, and that's why it doesn't count. or however exactly you have a girsa and parse that line. The suggestion is as follows. Maybe once we say this next line, what we said the previous line might have gone away. Right? Well, we said the previous line that doing two toldos, two separate toldos, you're chayiv on both, but then we said there's a hierarchy. Avos are things that are chashuv. Toldos are things that are not chashuv. Once we say that, maybe all of a sudden doing two separate toldos, you'd think you're only chayiv one. Why would that be? Well, think of it this way. This goes back to the lumdus we were saying before. If we think that a tolda is just a derivative of the av, right? It's not the same as the av. It's not on the same level. It's just some derivative. You might make the argument that there's really, if you think about it, 49 categories of Shabbos. There's the 39 avos, all the 39 avos, and then there's one category for all the toldos together. Because it's secondary, right? There's the iser to do zorem, merakeid, bishul, or bish, not bishul, ofe, I should say, kotzer, all of the avos, those are all usir. And then there's another, a 40th av malacha, so to speak, or the category of all the toldos. Things that are similar to avos are also usir, with kares, with chatas, etc. If you say that, it's this super category of everything else, all the toldos, you might think, this is not the conclusion, but this is the havamin of the Rambam, you might think, okay, therefore, if you do two toldos, how many things did you do? You did one thing, you did toldos twice, two different categories. Doesn't matter, it's all the same category of toldos. You might have thought you're only chayev one, kamash malan. The Rambam says, yeah, Riley, nah, that's too far, right? Still, there's something unique to each subcategory of toldos. We're not going to go that far to say all toldos are one big, are in the same pot. They're still in different pots, but what might remain in the maskana, maybe the Rambam holds this, hard to prove it, but it's possible, the Rambam still holds that there is this important qualitative difference between avos and toldos. Toldos are not, maybe aren't even chayiv, I mean, in some sense they're chayiv mishum na'av, but really, there's this new idea that secondary things are also chayiv. It's a possible way of explaining the Rambam in this way. Good. One final point, and with this we'll close, and this also going back to what we discussed last time. The big question we had, and we didn't get into, because we weren't up to it yet, but we raised it last time, was what's going on with Tumah? Right? Recall our sugya, we first said maybe Nezikin is like Shabbos. Shabbos, right? Are the avos like the toldos or not? In Shabbos, the avos are like the toldos. On the other hand, in Tumah, the avos are not like the toldos. The question is, okay, we have this word av and the word tolda. You know, father and generation, or descendant. It's the same words, but are they conceptually the same thing at all? What's really going on here? Is there actually a similarity here? So it seems like the avos of Nezikin, these are all four categories, Shor, Bor, Ma, Vehever. There's all the subcategories, and that's basically a conceptual organization. You can damage something in a violent way. You can damage something in a way that's pleasurable to the animal. You can damage something as you're walking along the way. Right, that would be Karen, Shane, and Regel, the different avos. And then everything else is a subcategory of that. That's just like the Shabbos, there's 39 malachos, 39 categories, and then all the subcategories of that. That makes sense. That if Av and Tolda means category and subcategory, great. That's a great comparison. But Tumah doesn't work by category and subcategory. The way Tumah works is, there's a dead body, that's Avi Avos HaTumah, Rashi says. The person that touches the dead body is an avatuma. The things they touch are vladatuma, or tolda. And an avatuma can be metame adam mekalin. A vladatuma can only be tame ochel mashkin. It's just weaker. But it's not a categorization scheme. It's like almost like one thing that descends from the next. Meaning, the avatuma touches something, that thing or that person becomes a vladatuma, right, a progression. So it's not a conceptual categorization. It's what's the good word? A hishtal shalut. I don't know how to say that in English. What?
A cascade.
A cascade. Maybe that's a good way of putting it. Right? You're cascading from higher tuma, touches something, the next level, touches something, next level. There are mishnayos that talk about four or five levels of vlados, but in certain things, kachim and truma and whatnot. So it's all this cascade. So what does that have to do with avos nezikin? Avos Nezikin are talking about categorical schemes, categorical structures. So I think there's two possible explanations we can give to make some coherence here. Number one, we might say, in light of all the alumnus we've been saying today about the relation between Av and Tolda, maybe it's not a categorization scheme. Maybe it's, right, maybe it's more than that, or different from that, I should say, because the Avos are Chayev. Why? Because they're Avos. The Toldos are Chayev. Why? Because they're derivative from, they're related to, they're a sub, they're not a subset, but they're a derivation or a cascade from the Avos. Right? It's the Avos are Asur by Shabbos. And then we say, okay, well, what's similar to that? We'll add that to the list. So it's not necessarily a categorization scheme. The Toldos are inferior to the Avos. They're not Asur in themselves. They're Asur because of their proximity to the Avos. Just like in Tumah. The person is Tameh, not because he touched a dead body, but because he was in proximity to, or he touched someone who had touched a dead body. You might say there's some similarity in that sense, that the Avos and Toldos is not just about categorization. Even by Shabbos and by Nezikin, you'd say the same thing. It's not just about categorization. It's about conceptual. It's about a conceptual cascade, which maybe is similar to the nature of Tumah. That's one possibility. I think there are some ways of pushing back on this because, I mean, it's still a conceptual cascade. It's a conceptual, derivation of one line, what going from one to the next. It's not like a physical touching. The other approach might be as follows. Maybe you say like this. You'll say, yes, you know what? You're right. Shabbos and Tumah are very different. Shabbos, the Avos and Toldos are about categorization. And Tumah, the Avos and Toldos are about one thing touches the next and cascading. But guess what? That's exactly our question. Our question is, what should Nezikin be like? Are the Toldos of Nezikin subcategories? Or are the Toldos of Nezikin things that touched, so to speak, or derived from, or cascaded from the original Avos? Now, what does that mean? Isn't it obvious that Nezikin, that the Toldos of Nezikin are just conceptual subcategories? Well, maybe not. Let's think about this for a second in light of our conclusion. Right, this is cheating, but we know the answer, so we can now understand the question better. What do we say? We say, in terms of Avos and Toldos by Nezikin, are Toldos and Kiyotzim Hem or not?
Depends.
It's usually Kiyotzim Hem, except for Soros. Okay, so it's usually Kiyotzim Hem. 99% of the time, it's conceptually similar, right? It's a subcategory, Avos and Toldos, right? This is a bore because it's a pit. The rocks are like a pit. They're not a hole, but they work the same way. It's conceptually a subcategory. Great. What's the only case where Toldos and Lav Kiyotze Behem? Sroros. Chatzi Nezek Sroros. What's Chatzi Nezek Sroros? Well, Sroros is a Toldo of Regel. Regel is when an animal is walking normally and tramples things, and it's in a place where it shouldn't be. It's in a Rishis HaYachid, so you're chayy for what it tramples. What's Sroros? Sroros is not an animal walking where it should be. Sroros is a rock that gets shot off from the foot of the animal. Is that conceptually a subcategory of Regel? Not really. The rock is not walking along. The rock is being shot, right? It's being shot at somebody. It's not the rock is connected to Regel only in the sense that it's a literal cascade, right? The animal is walking, and the physical action of the animal walking hits the rock, and that triggers the tsroros. That's exactly like the idea of Tumah, right? The Avatumah touches something, that becomes a Vladatumah. It's not conceptually related. It's physically related. One thing hit the other, one thing touched the other, and that creates a Tumah. And that's actually the perfect comparison. We're not going to look at this for reasons of time, but sources 11 and 12, the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin, also in the context of Avos and Toldos, also compares this idea of Zav to Nezikin. Kol Sheva Zav Tameh, but Nezikin is Mishalim Nezik Shalim. Anything that a Zav touching would make Tameh, that counts as the direct sort of damage that you'd be chayev for Regel, full damage. And if a Zav would be Tahor, it doesn't count as touching in the context of Zav, complicated rules there, that would count as Chatzi Nezik, that would be Tsroros. So it's the understanding of Tsroros is not a conceptual subcategorization. Tsroros is based on a physical cascade, a physical touching that then animates the rock, and that's why you're chayev. And that's the whole point of our Gemara, maybe. The point of our Gemara is to ask, how do Avos and Toldos of Nezikin work? Is it conceptual categorization, or is it some sort of idea of physical touching that would create a Tolda? The answer is, well, it depends. You have to see what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. And most nezikin are actually conceptual categories, subcategories, just like Shabbos. And in that case, toldos sein kiyotzei behem. If it's a conceptual subcategory, it should work the same. Conceptually, it's the same thing. It's just a categorization scheme. However, tsroros is not a conceptual subcategory. That's based on, it's almost like grumma, or it's like it's based on something touching something or leading to something else. And for that, the proper paradigm is tumma. The ava tumma touches the vlada tumma. It passes on the tumma. The animal's foot touches the rock. It passes on responsibility. But in that case, it's lav kiyotzei behem, just like in tumma. An ava tumma is not the same as a vlada tumma. And a regel, the physical foot of the animal, is not the same as the rock that it kicks. It's weaker. It's less chayev. The scope of responsibility decreases. And maybe that's what's going on in our sugya. And that's the suggestion. I saw this in the name of Rav Lichtenstein. That's a possible way of understanding our sugya here. Yeah.
I was going to bring up to the grammar question.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we extend this idea to any case of grammar?
Sure, and that's all question. What's the difference between tsroros and grammar? Tsroros seems to be more high than grammar. When we get to tsroros, we'll talk about it. But that's a huge sugya. But the point is, for whatever reason, tsroros is chayev. And it's chayev for this reason, in this way of being a subcategory, not a subcategory, but a derivation or a cascade. Okay, yashar koach, everyone, and we'll reconvene in a few months.